AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A win for Donald Trump at the Supreme Court, Sagar Magani has it.
The High Court says it will not immediately rule on whether Trump can be prosecuted for his actions in trying to overturn his 2020 election loss. That averts a swift ruling that could have definitively rejected Trump's immunity claims and cleared the way toward a scheduled trial in March. Special Counsel Jack Smith pleaded with the justices to move fast, asking them to leapfrog the federal appeals court that will now decide the issue. The High Court's decision makes it likely more appeals could delay the case. Trump's lawyers had asked the Supreme Court to stay out of the fray for now, while signaling they would ultimately ask the justices to take up the immunity issue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Health officials in Gaza say the Palestinian death toll in the Israel-Hamas war has surpassed 20,000. Meantime, the UN Security Council has adopted a watered-down resolution calling for accelerated aid deliveries to civilians in Gaza, but without the original call for an urgent suspension of hostilities. Back in this country, the CDC is warning flu and COVID infections are rising and could get worse over the holidays. And Paul Harloff has the AP Markets report.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street, and the S&P 500 closed with its eighth straight weekly increase. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, as did the Nasdaq Composite. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 18 points, or less than 0.1%. A report showed the measure of inflation most closely watched by the Federal Reserve slowed more than economists expected in November. Investors are hoping the Fed will start cutting rates next year after raising them to cool off inflation. Nike was the biggest loser in the S&P 500 Friday. Shares of the sneaker giant fell nearly 12% after it lowered its revenue forecast for the fiscal year that ends in May. Paul Harloff, New York.
This is AP News. A new robot companion to help senior citizens combat loneliness.
The device is called LEQ and looks like a small table lamp. It has an eyeless, mouthless head that lights up and swivels.
That's a wonderful perspective to have.
83-year-old Deanna DeZern was one of the first to get one.
I can say things to LEQ that I won't even say to my grandchildren or to my own daughters. I can just open the floodgates.
DeZern says LEQ comforted her when her friend died.
I've been asked, doesn't it feel like you're talking to yourself? No, because I get an answer.
LEQ remembers each user's interest and their conversations, helping to tailor future chats.
It makes getting older more bearable. A lot more bearable.
But a university psychologist worries LEQ may keep some seniors from seeking out human contact. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.